Gary Leon Ridgway, known as the Green River Killer, was sentenced to life in prison today. Ridgway is considered the worst serial killer in American history. He's confessed to murdering 48 women in the Seattle region in the 1980s and the 1990s. He avoided the death penalty in a plea deal by agreeing to help police find the bodies of dozens of his victims. In a Seattle courtroom today, Ridgway said he was sorry for the pain he had caused. His apology came after 2 hours of emotional statements from the relatives of his victims. NPR's Wendy Kaufman was at the sentencing hearing and joins us now. Wendy, tell us what happened there in the courtroom today.
Well, Michelle, today really was a day for the victims and their families. And as you can imagine, it was incredibly emotional. The courtroom was packed. There were dozens of relatives. They had photos. They were wearing buttons. They talked when they had a chance to address the court. They talked about their loved ones' dreams and aspirations and, you know, hopes and fears. They talked a lot about how some of these young women had gotten themselves into trouble and were on the street when Mr. Ridgway picked them up. But mostly they talked about dreams quashed and, you know, hopes denied. And then the family members talked about something else. They talked about the contempt and disdain they had for Gary Leon Ridgway. And they talked about how much he had destroyed their lives.
And they addressed him directly there in the courtroom.
They did indeed.
We have some tape from Tim Meehan. His sister Mary Meehan was one of Ridgway's victims. Her body was found in November of 1983. Let's listen to what he had to say.
I can only hope that someday someone gets the opportunity to choke you unconscious 48 times so you can live through the horror that you put our daughters, our sisters, our mothers through. And then, sometime after that, whether it be the 51st, the 60th, the 63rd, or whatever, you won't know when it's coming, that they choke you till you're dead.
Michelle, there were an awful lot of people who expressed similar sentiments. I mean, over and over again, people said the death penalty was too good for Gary Ridgway, that they wanted him to spend his life in prison, that they wanted him to worry every day that the other inmates would invoke their own kind of justice. And that really was a theme that came up again and again. Now, there were a few, and very few people, who spoke with much more conciliation, indeed forgiveness. And one of those who spoke of forgiveness was Kathy Mills, who is the mother of Opal Mills.
And we actually have some tape from Kathy Mills also. Let's hear what she had to say.
Gary Leon Ridgway, I forgive you. You can't hold me anymore. I'm through with you. I have a peace that is beyond human understanding, and my life now is lived to one day be with little Opal.
Obviously a very different sentiment there from Kathy Mills. At that point, Gary Leon Ridgway also had a chance to speak, and we also want to play some of what he had to say.
I'm sorry for killing all those young ladies. I have tried to remember as much as I could to help the detectives find and recover the ladies. I'm sorry for the scare I put into the community.
Indeed, this case has troubled this community for about 20 years, and the nightmare, for most of them at least, is over. At the very, very end of the hearing, the judge turned to Mr. Ridgway, who was standing before the court, and told him to turn around and look at the faces in the courtroom. Ridgway did that very quickly, and then the judge addressed Mr. Ridgway directly, and this is what he said. If you have a drop of emotion anywhere in your existence, you will face those young women in your dreams, in your private thoughts of your grisly deeds. And, sir, if you have that drop of emotion, you will be haunted for the rest of your life.
Wendy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Wendy Kaufman reporting from Seattle.